This week we're going to talk about social media, and we're going to do it like I'm interviewing Sophie, because I don't have a huge amount of influence into the social media. So I think that's the best way that we can get across how Sophie's made such a following with our social media account. Do you agree, Soph?
Yep, that sounds like what we're going to do.
Okay, cool. Welcome to Under the Rubble, where we talk you through renovating our 1930s property with no idea what we're doing.
We take you through our experiences, our mistakes, and the stuff you really want to know, like how to deal with the stress of a 9-to-5 job, renovating in the evenings, and still manage to function as a human being.
Or what do you do if your tradesperson has disappeared with your money, or how to cope if your plasterer starts randomly freestyling in your living room.
Or how did we build our social media following to 25k in just 6 months?
I'm Lawrence, and this is Soph.
And we hope this helps you along your renovation journey.
Under the rubble, under the rubble, under the rubble, under the rubble.
What have you been up to this week, Lawrence?
I don't think I've done a single thing on the house this week.
No, I don't think you have, actually. You've actually tried to stop me from doing stuff as well. I've tried doing the shelving, and you've been like, no, stop doing the shelving.
So, what have you been doing?
I've been building the floating shelves in our alcove cabinet bit. Alcove.
Main issue with the shelves so far?
Oh, they're really fat.
Yeah, they're quite
they're really wide. Yeah, they're really thick shelves, but I think it can work. They look really good other than that, though.
Yep.
Made them ourselves out of timber. Check them out on Instagram.
I drilled some holes in the wall.
That's all you're good for these days. Just drilling holes.
Actually, I did that this week, didn't I? I drilled holes this week.
I get scared of drilling big holes in walls because it's very loud. We are having issues with our groundwork team that, yeah, they're just never here. And I think they're delayed by another 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So extension has stopped. Which is always great.
So, social media is mainly kind of controlled and managed by you. How much time do you reckon it actually takes you in a day to, like,
well,
deal with? Okay, let's go back a little bit. Day one of posting, what was the first thing you posted? Do you remember? Because I do.
No, I don't remember. It was before we even bought the house. Yeah. It was in that solicitor time. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. What was it that
the first thing that I kind of remember you posting was about growing avocado trees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've actually had people message me, like, how's your avocados doing? Yeah. I tried doing it. It didn't work. Yeah. Like, well, I'm not lying. We did make avocado trees out of avocados. Yeah, that was a bit random. I didn't really know what I was doing.
And then next was the difference of our old place, wasn't it? It was like a snapshot, just pictures of the bathroom when it was before and after, and then the kitchen and the lounge and stuff, wasn't it?
Because, when I started our Instagram, we'd already done everything. So obviously I didn't have any content. Mm-hmm. So I just did pictures of whatever we had. And then I remember doing like mood boards for this house. So I would pick a room from the estate agent pictures and then mood board it up of how I would like it to look. And our lounge looks very similar to the mood board that we did for the lounge.
What was the first post that you did that got like a lot of traction? And why? Why do you think that happened?
It was the one with the quote about the trades.
Yes.
Let me remind myself what the quote was. Okay. So the reel that made our account blow up was a reel that had a quote that said, "A jack of all trades is a master of none, but still always better than a master of one." Which I was trying to portray that we just get stuck into anything and everything, and that's better than just being great at one thing for us. Like, obviously, very different if you're a trade. If you're great at one thing, that is literally what you make a living off of. So that's a good thing. But I wasn't really speaking for trades. I was speaking for us, that we needed to just get involved in everything. And the reason why that blew up is because of angry tradespeople, I think. And they commented, didn't like it, shared it, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I think that is one thing about blowing up on social media, that you have to have an opinion or something that goes against the grain that people then comment on.
It's so that people will literally react in a positive or negative way. So how many views did that video get?
That video got 1 million views. That was our first viral video. So this is the quote.
There's a saying, a jack of all trades is a master of none. And it breaks my heart when they use it and they don't understand that the original saying is actually longer than that. Are you familiar?
No.
A jack of all trades is a master of none, but still always better than a master of one is actually the complete quote.
Yeah, that was our first viral video. And that is when we really started taking it a bit more seriously. Beforehand, we would just post whatever we liked, when we liked. It was just mainly for our friends and to track our progress. But that was when we realised people actually wanted to see what we were doing.
Yeah.
I never thought that people really cared, but that's when it really started, I think.
So before then, how much interaction did you get?
Not, like, hardly anything. No. It would just be, like, my best friends being like, yeah, you did an amazing job, like, just hyping me up. Then we didn't really get any attention, really, before then. But then everything was the complete opposite. Like, it's crazy how many, like, strangers will support you mm-hmm. doing what you're doing. It's really nice.
So, and then from then on, it's been, like, what, 20,000... plus views?
Yeah, I mean, we've had one video that's got 5.7 million views. A lot of them are over 100,000. I would say majority of ours hit 20,000 at minimum.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take you actually to get substantial following, would you say?
Depends what you count as a substantial following.
Well, I don't know. What is a substantial following? What makes a difference? You're now technically influencing people. At what stage did you think?
When we got to 10,000 followers, we were like, oh my God. Because
yeah.
then it changes on Instagram from like 99999 to just 10 and you get a K.
Yeah.
And that was exciting. That's
some,
a big...
Some call it the cool K, I've heard.
What?
Yeah, I've heard on the grapevine that they call it the cool K.
Who's the grapevine?
I'm the grapevine.
Right. So you've just been calling it the cool K.
I've just now.
You've made that up now.
The big cool K.
Right.
Yeah. Cool spelt with a K, of course.
It did take me a while to... At the beginning, we had no idea what we were doing. We were just posting whatever we wanted. But I feel like now we've got a better grasp on what does well and what doesn't do, what people do want to see versus what people don't want to see. Like, I can most of the time tell which ones are going to do better than others. And it just comes from practice and trying different things.
So what's like your top three tips?
Not necessarily just for reels, but I think if you're going to start an account on social media, you need to show your personality. I won't follow anyone that doesn't show their face, or I don't know, I just need to see something more than just like, say if you're posting like table decor or something, if it's just a table with stuff on it, it doesn't mean anything, you don't connect with that. You need to show your face, mm-hmm. which is scary for the first time. You don't really show your face at all. No.
Well, you do normally all of the hi, how are we doing this week? This is what we've been up to. Like, I've been doing this and that.
Yeah.
I just every so often feature in the destruction videos.
Do a little dance every now and then. Yeah. It does take a while. It doesn't faze me now, but it did. Mm-hmm. When I first started, I was like, oh God, like, what are people going to think? People are going to think I'm so stupid. But
yeah.
Nobody cares, really. Mm-hmm. We've had is support. Nobody's ever messaged me being like, God, why are you talking like that? Or why are you heavy breathing? Like, that's what I thought people would be worried about. Yeah. Never had anything like that, so it's all good. And also, I've found stuff that does well is if you tell a story. So especially on TikTok, if you tell a story, like the videos that went well on TikTok were the ones we were talking about knocking down the garage, and we said, we got a quote, we couldn't pay that, so we did it ourselves. This is how we did it ourselves. So there has to be a storyline to it and a hook at the beginning. And generally videos like that do well.
So is that your number two?
Yeah. What's number three?
Consistency.
I don't know if consistency is a thing, because I can go posting every day and then not posting for 2 weeks, post once, and it doesn't really make much difference to me. I know some people do say that, but I just post when I like, and it's never really been a problem. Trending music. Always use trending music.
Number three.
Yeah. Did I say be authentic, be yourself?
I have no idea.
Because that's very important. If you're fake, people will know. Just be yourself. So don't try to be someone else.
Number three is trending music.
Yeah, but also be yourself.
So number
as
three,
a 3.1. 3.1.
3.1.
Yeah.
Right, a troll's coming to your door. How do you deal with a troll?
I hope they're not coming to my door. that's the thing about trolls.
That's the scariest part, isn't it?
Yeah, if they know where you live.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with them being on the internet because they're just idiots behind a computer screen. If they would turn up at my door, that'd be a completely different situation. Mm-hmm. I'd be calling the police.
Have you got any example of some trolls? Did you have any, like, trolls that really affected you? That you actually went to sleep like, I wish they didn't say that. Because I know I did.
Did you?
Yeah. There was times where people were just talking about, oh, he looks really unsafe. He looks... I think there was one person who said, I wouldn't let him just take down my garage.
And I didn't know that actually got to you.
And I thought I did really well. Like, I did that garage in basically 2 days. And from TikTok, they would say, oh, I wouldn't employ you to take down my garage. It'll take you 6 weeks or something. But no matter what I would say to that, even though I actually did it in 2 days, pretty quickly, I would say, it affected me because I was like, oh, no, I did do it really well. I wanted to kind of like back myself and like argue with them. But it doesn't make a blind bit of difference.
No, there's no point.
And that's the bit that I struggle to get used to.
Yeah. Yeah, the How We Demolish Our Garage video on TikTok is the biggest one on TikTok. So it's had the most positive and negative comments on there. But there was one guy that was absolutely relentless, wasn't I can't remember his name, but I remember joking about him for a while. Mm-hmm. And your sister-in-law got in an argument with him because we get tired of it after a while. We're like, just let him think that. But she was like really backing us. And this guy was, so we said that we knocked our garage down for free.
Yeah.
Which is true. We have not paid a single penny because the groundworks people took away their stuff for free.
Yeah.
They didn't charge us anything extra. So we still have not paid a penny for that. I guess we used tools, but we already had the tools.
I had to buy a hard hat.
Okay, a hard hat.
Yeah. I think it was £12.99, wasn't it?
Compared to £4,000, it's. But I mean, it's near free.
And I have that hard hat for life.
You do?
Yeah, free. Well, not free. I paid for it, but every year I use it, it'll go down in value.
Oh, how sad. But anyway, so this, and we were saying, yeah, it would have cost us £4,000, but we do it for free. This guy was adamant it was not free. And he was saying, well, it's not free because it's your time. And we were saying, well, our time is free because it's our free time. We're not getting paid otherwise for this. We'd just be literally sat on the sofa. And he was like, well, all time is not free. And I'm like, we literally meant physical cash, mate. We just mean money. Stop being a pain in the ass and go away.
Yeah.
And he just was relentless. Like, he must have commented 30 times on this one video, which was actually making it go viral.
Yeah, he was really helping.
Single-handedly.
Yeah. If you get an argument on your comments and you're not the person involved with it, brilliant. Because not only is it not taking your time, those two talking is just boosting up in the algorithm, right?
Yeah.
But the thing about that quote what they were saying was, your time is money, right?
Yeah.
But if you enjoy doing it,
mm.
then what's the problem?
Yeah.
That's what, because I had such, I know it was hard work, but going from a garage that was like standing to a garage that no longer existed, I really enjoyed that. It was quite therapeutic. It was fun. If I did that and got some enjoyment out of it, I don't think it makes a difference, that time that I got rid of.
Yeah.
Or that time that I lost.
I think the point is that when you have people like this, and we get a lot of it because I'm obviously a female doing renovation DIY things, I think that is sort of our niche, because it's mainly men doing that kind of work. So I think that's helped boost us. But we get a lot of... I don't see any women trolling us. It's all men. All men that say negative comments. And most of the time, it's tradespeople. And at the beginning, it was frustrating. But we kind of expect it now. We know that there's going to be some of that. And we know who it's from. And we're better than that now, to be honest, mm-hmm. to get to that level.
So we had a few questions. Shall I read them out?
Yeah.
How do you find the time to post and so often? Monkey covering his eyes, monkey covering his eyes.
That was important, that bit.
That was from White Horse Home.
We always talk about the fact that we don't have time. So I don't know. I don't have time either, really. But I think whenever we do anything, it's just a natural thing now to just record it. And that is content. Mm-hmm. With the shelves I was doing this week, I'm doing the shelves anyway, social media or no social media. Just record it. Just get yourself a tripod, record it. That's free content. Then all you have to do is upload it. Just put some music over it. Done.
Yeah.
That's our story content, really. And then reels, we just put all the footage together, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We don't... The editing takes some time, but recording the content, we don't really go massively out of our way to do it. And I think that's why it feels so real, maybe. Because it is real. Yeah. It's literally what we are doing.
What about answering questions on Instagram? That takes you a long time.
I used to reply until we got to, till we got to over 30k. We haven't even said what. We're now on 37,000 on Instagram. I think about 22-ish on TikTok, I think, something like that. But yeah, and up until about 30k on Instagram, I used to reply to every single message, just because I felt like if people had the time to message me, like the least I can do is just say thanks or something. But it's impossible now. I just can't keep on. It just takes over your life, and I would spend hours doing it. And you would moan at me as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
For being on my phone all the time. And most of the time I was literally just scrolling through so many messages and just saying, thanks, thank you, thank you. And I can't even personalise messages because I don't have the time to, or brain power to think about it. So now I just do it when I can.
Mm-hmm.
Just reply to a few as and then. And people know that we've got loads of messages. I think people understand.
And this actually kind of ties in with the next question. Should me and my partner start one? Does it get in the way? From Cannonball 83.
I don't know Cannonball specifically, but why not?
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah, at least give it a go.
If you want to, just go do it. Does it get in the way? Yeah.
A little bit.
Sometimes I miss hanging out with Sophie, just watching TV and chilling out and watching films. And we do get to do things like that, and it makes it a little bit more special when we do those things.
Mm.
But when we get home from work, we're either cooking or doing DIY.
Or podcasting.
Or now podcasting, because we thought we'd have enough time.
Yeah.
Yes. I would say yes, it does get in the way.
It also creates opportunities, though, because we've had the opportunity to partner with brands, to start making some money from it, to do a podcast. Like, there's a lot of things that it's opened doors to as well. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried about what other people think, don't. Yeah. Because nobody really cares. It's all in your head, I think, most of the time.
It is. All of the bad comments that we do get, and they're not many, always stand out, don't they? They always, like, for you'll get 100 to 200 positive, really genuinely nice people who say nice things to you, and then the one comment that's a bit negative is the one that you kind of always remember. And you've done really well to kind of just forget about that now, haven't you? Yeah. You just skip past them and go, meh.
Yeah. If you've got, like, nice followers and a nice community of people that are constantly, like, you're commenting on theirs, they're commenting on yours. If there's a bad comment, most of the time, they're like Rottweilers on that person as well. And most of the time, you don't even have to worry about it because they're there. They've already got it.
Yeah. So definitely start it, Cannonball 83. Just go for it. So from...
Nima? I don't know.
Horoshin? Or
Nima Rosin, I think.
Oh, Nima Rosin. How to grow your account in such a saturated market now. Sad face. But sad face with a with two dots and the start of a bracket.
That is a sad face normally.
Yeah, but it's not come up as a...
Oh, yeah, it doesn't come up as an emoji. Aww. That's even sadder than a normal sad face.
So...
how to grow your account. I guess we covered that with the 3 points earlier. The one thing that I did forget, or there's a couple of things I've forgotten about. So I think you have to have a niche. You can't, if you're just a home account, there's so many home accounts. We've kind of gone down the route of more DIY rather than pretty home things. There's lots of really pretty Instagrammable worthy houses. We're not really that. We're more on how do you do this? Mm-hmm. Or not, because we don't really do how to's. We just tell you, we have done it like this. Yeah. This is our experience. And that's kind of, we're more of a building our home kind of account.
Yeah.
And as well, a female building our own home account. Yeah. I think that's our niche a little bit.
Yeah.
And so you definitely have to find a niche, what you excel at. And the other thing that I forgot to mention was you always have to add value. If you're not adding value to someone, people don't care. So in our reels and stuff, we try and either tell a story to be entertaining, or we tell you how to do something, or tips on how to do something better. We're trying to add value to you in our content. So that it's interesting and people have a reason to follow us and watch us. All the quotes, I guess, are inspirational, motivational. Don't post anything that you wouldn't watch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're real, you're doing that, you're adding value, you have a niche, you'll naturally do well, I think.
Mm-hmm. I know very little about social media, but I've definitely learned so much more in this process. I don't feel like as much of a granddad to Instagram and TikTok anymore. Keeping your followers interested. So you could have a video that goes viral, 1 million to 5.5 million. I don't think that is the reason we still have followers. I think the loyal and followers who are genuinely interested stay. You get a fluctuation when you make a big video,
mm-hmm.
and then you kind of go down to you settle at a value. Those people genuinely care. Those people are there because they care about what you're posting.
Yeah,
and it's that good balance, I think.
Yeah, if you have a viral video, you'll notice when it gets to its peak, people start unfollowing you. So they do these things like follow you, hoping that you will then see that you followed them and follow them back. And then they will unfollow you because they weren't actually interested in following you anyway. They just wanted followers for themselves. Stuff like that is awful. And you will never get an engaged following by doing that. So don't buy followers. Don't do this follow-unfollow crap. Because, you'll have followers, but none of them will be engaged. Your content won't be doing well. You'll just have numbers. So, that's why you'll see your figures going down again. But I wouldn't panic. on anything like that because they're people that you don't want anyway. You don't want them in your crew.
Yeah, and it's just a number at the end of the day. That big number that you get. But the people that message you are the people that are there.
You're more, focus more on your making a community of people that are actually engaged in your content rather than the number of followers that you have, because it's not going to help you. Brands are not looking for a number of following. If that's what you're after, if you want to, be an influencer, get brand deals and stuff, they're not looking for the number of followers. They're looking for how many people are likely to buy. People aren't going to buy if they're not engaged with your content.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for who is interacting with your stuff. That's more important. So I hope you enjoyed our podcast episode on social media. If you do decide to create your own home account, please let us know and go for it. Just do it and you won't regret it. And I hope that some of our tips come in handy. So next week, we will be talking about how to live in a renovation, how to cope with all of the ups and the downs, and some essential things that you might need. So I hope to see you there.
Under the rubble, under the rubble, under the rubble, under the rubble.